B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Joining us now, a guy I just saw shirtless on FaceTime. His name is Shaquille O'Neal. You may have heard of him. Shaq, are you shaving while I was calling you FaceTime?
No, I was
admiring.
I was dropping the kids off at the pool.
Shirtless. So you in the whole scheme of things, Shaquille O'Neal joining us here, and we've been partners for a long time, Shaq. And I already, as I come home to my hometown, and everybody is worried about Joel Embiid, and everybody's worried about this Philadelphia 76ers team, people think in this town you're too hard on Joel Embiid. And I try to tell them, you love what you see in him, but you want more, right?
Hey, I'm just trying to get what I took away from you guys. Trying to get you guys a championship.
You mean when the referees helped you win back in 2000?
Oh.
You mean the referees that went to your high school? You should have called them.
If we had just paid them a little more. Do you think this Sixers core can win?
I'm hard on Joel Embiid because if he can respond to what I'm saying, because I have the blueprint on what it takes to be a dominant big man, then he will definitely win. Do they have what it takes to win? Yes. They got a great 1-2 punch. Tobias Harris is a great fair score. And they got a lot of good others. They just have to really listen and respect Doc, and they have to want it. You know, this is not easy. This isn't something that you can pussyfoot around and win. This isn't cupcakes. This is old stale steak.
Shaq joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. And Shaq, my one partner here, Bob Cooney, I know you've asked Shaq questions over the years.
I have been in a locker room with Shaq over the years, yes.
So you haven't gotten a glimpse of it, have you?
No.
I'm just saying. Be careful.
I have not,
be
Shaq. I've kept my head up. But I often think of you, Shaq, when I look at Joel Embiid play. I see such a great finesse game from a 7'2", 280-pound guy. To me, I don't see enough power from him. Do you agree with that? And can he get more power if so needed?
It's not about power. It's about, listen, you got to have a lot of finesse, right? But it's about strategy. When you're playing against a guy smaller than you, post up. Post up. When you're playing against a guy bigger than you, take him out. Use your finesse. It's good to have a lot of finesse. Tim Duncan had a lot of finesse, but when Tim Duncan realized and recognized that you were smaller, he took you in the post. It's about strategy. You know, you can't win just by having one strategy. And then, you know, him shooting jumpers all the time. I play with a lot of great shooters. Glenn Rice and D. Scott, if they miss two jump shots in a row, they're going to the hole. They get into the free throw line. They're going to shoot two free throws, which is similar to shooting a jumper. Then they'll go back out because, you know, once they see it go through the hole, then they'll say, you know what, now I got rhythm, now I can step out and shoot this jumper.
Shaq, all about strategy. When the Sixers brought in Doc Rivers, and I started being excited because I said, wow, now they got a coach that I can believe in, Shaq continuously would correct me, the coach doesn't matter in the NBA. We've argued this, and you're the guy who's the Hall of Famer. So, Shaq, why do you believe, tell the people why you believe coaching matters a hell of a lot less than guys like me on Sports Talk Radio think it does?
The only time coaching matters is in clutch situation is if you have somebody that you believe in. If you have a guy that does not panic, if your general does not panic, then the troops don't panic. Other than that, coaches all do the same thing, X and O's, get you ready for the game. But you have to go out and execute. You have to go out and play. You have to go out and act your will on the game. You have to say, you know what, forget what coach is saying. Give me the ball, Ben. I'm going to work. Give me the ball, Ben. They're going to double. I'm going to kick it out to Tobias. Hey, Tobias is hot right now. I'm not going to shoot him, but just going to dribble, draw, make sure he gets the ball. You have to do that. You have to lead your team, period.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Shaq, I want to make sure you meet Jamie, part of our team here, Jamie Lynch. And Jamie, you would have been booing Shaq back in that finals. In fact, you probably called him names as a young kid.
Probably, yeah.
No, but back
you broke my heart, Shaq. Shaq, last night you got a first row seat to Joel Embiid playing on a back-to-back game, which isn't something we're accustomed to. Is playing on a back-to-back a mental thing or a physical thing?
It's a little bit of both, but this is the formula you have to have for winning the championship. Back to back, schmack to schmack. Play dominant at home, right? Let people know you can't come in here and win. Beat the teams you're supposed to beat and stay 500 above the road. They're supposed to beat that team last night. Now, you always have to stick to the formula. Now, if you get off the formula, the next formula is we can't lose two games in a row. They're fine. They're 7-2. They didn't play well last night. Now we have to say to ourselves, we can never lose two games in a row. If you stick to that formula, what that does, that gives you the blueprint of winning. It gives you the success of winning. It gives you the feeling of winning. And then if you can win in pressure situations, you can play well. You know, they're right there. They're right there. They got to get through Boston. They got to get through Brooklyn. They got to get through Miami Heat. They got to get through Milwaukee, of course. That's what sports is all about, competition.
Shaq, how big an acquisition was Daryl Morey joining this organization?
I don't know who Daryl Morey is. I know he was with the Rockets. I don't know what he's capable of, but I'm used to guys like Jerry West. I'm used to guys like Jerry West that can, see things, imagine things, put things together. You know, Daryl had some success in Houston, but you want some success or you want the real success? I don't praise guys that have some success. Like, everybody is jumping on me because they think I'm jumping on Rudy Gobert. Do you understand what I was saying with Rudy Gobert?
Yeah, absolutely. I know how to speak Shaqology, though.
Exactly.
Well, there you learn it over time. Shaq, I got to tell you that there's the third member of the team here, too, that I want to introduce you to, Pat Egan. He's the guy I told you about. He's the guy I told you when we said, Shaq's like, do you have a good team? Because he says always, it's not about you, it's about your teammates.
Sure.
Not being able to dish it. And I told you about Egan, and I just said that he's the last member he's got to say hello to you here.
Yeah, I'm the Mark Madsen of the team, Shaq. but when in terms of the Sixers, when you're looking at James Harden over in Houston, a lot of Sixers fans are on the fence about trading Ben Simmons for James Harden if that were on the table. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on it and if you would do it.
First of all, Pat Egan sounds like a Hall of Fame high school coach name.
Wow. Yes, it does.
Well, I'm about 5'3", so I don't think so.
Second of all, would I trade him? The answer is no. And this is why. Ben Simmons is younger, more athletic, and he plays the game the right way, the Philadelphia way. Big, strong, runs hard. Passes the ball. James Harden is stuck in his ways. He's going to dribble. That's going to take Joel Embiid away from the ball. Now imagine Joel Embiid running up and down the court 4 or 5 times without touching the ball. What do you think he's going to do then? You can answer that, Mr. Egan.
Yeah, I
go ahead.
Say it, Pat.
Come on.
Say it.
Say it, Pat.
Go ahead. Joel Embiid 5 times watching a guy dribble between his legs and shoot the ball. What do you think that's going to do to his mentals?
Yeah, he's gonna think he's James Harden. He's gonna check out. Yeah.
And that's Shaq. That's the whole problem. That's the whole problem with this is that there's a lot of people wishing that this team would be shaped up differently. That they don't think that the team is currently constructed is ready to win a championship.
I think you guys look good. My favorite guy on the team is Tobias Harris. He plays the right way. Plays hard. A lot of people want Ben to shoot threes. You ain't got to shoot threes. He's been averaging 18 his whole career, not shooting threes. Listen, when a guy backs up, run to him, make him play you, draw and kick. That's all you got to do.
Now,
there's a lot of that survived in this league that hasn't been able to shoot.
Now, when I was getting ready to choose a new team, Shaq was giving me advice. Like, you know, it's like, where are you going to end up? What are you going to do? So when I was talking about the Fanatic, Shaq, can you give these guys any kind of an idea about sort of cracking the code on me, dealing with me? Because these guys got to do it 5 days a week. You and I only had to do it 1 day a week. So,
what I like about you Philadelphia guys is you always say what's on your mind. Hey, John, you always say what's on your mind. So I think you guys are like a great team. Only thing I ask is don't wake me up at 9:21 in the morning.
Wait a minute, though.
The problem at 12 o'clock.
Well, you know what we're going to do? Next time we have you on, we are going to pre-tape it the day before. So thank it's available. How about that? Is that a deal?
And you know what? If you do that, I'll give you guys an interview once a month.
Okay, that's a deal.
That's a deal.
Wait, what time does Shaq usually wake up?
Oh, gosh.
At 12, 1, 2, 3.
Wait, whoa. Wow. I woke you up later than that.
Yeah, you're right.
I've woken him up later than that. He's a night owl. Shaquille, I love you, and I look forward to having you catch up with the John Kincaid Show once a month. That's what we're going to do then. Once a month. We're going to do it. All right, brother?
Yep. I love you guys. Philadelphia, good luck. 76ers, good luck. Hope you guys win it.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Shaq.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you go. Shaquille O'Neal joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline.
Is that contract binding?
No, it is.
Is it legally binding?
It was already arranged.
All right,
it was
cool.
Already arranged.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.